And then I've talked to a lot of people who recognize a toxic environment with coworkers, and believe me, this is tough stuff. You know, coworkers, you know, it can impact your mood when you go home and then impact your spouse's workplace. So we're not talking about something that's inconsequential. Contagion is powerful, and you have to be awake in your own life to notice what's happening. So if you feel nervous or sick about dealing with a certain person in a certain way, you know, you probably ought to take a look at whether or not you can limit your contact with that person. If it's a friend, my goodness, you have to take steps. And sometimes it's a family member, and you have to do that too. Some people need to change the place where they work. And, you know, that's kind of a last resort in some situations, but it could be necessary because your overall flourishing is often determined by what's going on throughout your day in the workplace. So that's a very general question to a great, you know, a general answer to a great question, but I would also encourage you to look at Nick Christakis's book, Connected, and just take a look at some of what he's found and what he does. So I can't say enough about the importance of who you're surrounded by. I'm always saying to my clients, it ought to be hard to get into your life. You know, if you want someone on your A team, not everyone who applies should get in. There needs to be a certain amount of discretion. And again, to go back to women, 84% of women have been found to have frenemies who they tolerate, who bring a certain amount of negativity and destructiveness and passive aggressiveness to their lives. But a lot of women don't know how to disengage from frenemies because they don't want to be seen as not nice. And I guess I'm going to give you permission to maybe not be as nice as you want to be, but to kind of be very careful about who's sucking the energy out of you. The research on positive energizers, again, through the Ross School of Business at Michigan, is fascinating because your proximity to someone who energizes and motivates you in an organization tends to predict your success in that organization far beyond where you are in the influence network or the information network. So you have to be incredibly aware of who's near you, who do you choose to be near, who do you need to extricate yourself from, and who you need to have higher boundaries with.